Oh yeah, it's a nice fish, Jeff. It's a nice fish, real nice fish.
This spring, the Larry Smith Outdoors TV show released an episode filmed while fishing on Minocqua area lakes.
In the month of May up here, we'll see the walleyes tend to come up first. Sometimes they come up as the season is opening, sometimes it's
not. But if Smith and his partner had been fishing on the Minocqua chain itself, which includes Cowagasauga and Tomahawk Lakes, they couldn't take home a single fish.
When I come to a lake in northern Wisconsin, not being familiar with the lake, how do I know what the limit is on that lake? Are they all posted at the boat landing?
They should be, yes.
For the last 5 years, the state has prohibited walleye harvest on the Minocqua chain.
The walleye population in the entire chain was very, very dismal.
That's Mike Vogelsang, the DNR's Northern Region Fisheries Supervisor. He and other biologists found the walleye population wasn't reproducing on the chain. Mark Leering of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission was part of the study.
I don't think we have a good idea why initially natural reproduction started failing.
Even though Vogelsang and Leering didn't know what caused the walleye population to stop reproduction, they had an idea of what could turn it around. In 2015, tribal members agreed not to spearfish lakes on the chain, and the DNR agreed to stop hook-and-line fishermen from taking walleye for 5 years. Here's Vogelsang.
The walleye population has responded tremendously. We took it from basically no walleye fishing at all to, you know, almost four fish per acre, which is outstanding.
With the help of fish stocking, the density of adult walleye on Minocqua Lake, for example, has quadrupled. That's great, biologists like Leering say, but the population still isn't supporting itself.
Not much natural reproduction has come back yet, but our adult densities are trending in the right direction.
The five-year harvest ban expires this year. You might think sport fishermen, resort owners, and tribal spearers would be eager to hit the lakes again. But the DNR and its partners are asking for an extra year of no harvest. Vogelsang was surprised when surveys showed 90% of respondents supported the extension to finish the walleye recovery.
Anglers and resorts, businesses, etc., they've been very patient through this whole process. And I truly believe they want to see this project succeed as well.
The one-year extension still needs to be approved by the State Natural Resources Board. 80 miles east of Minocqua, I met someone who has undertaken walleye recovery in a completely different way.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me by.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Greg Matsky is the DNR fisheries biologist for Forest and Florence counties. He says there are just four or five good walleye lakes in his two counties. But thanks in part to his work, that number is slowly climbing.
Anytime you're trying to manipulate Mother Nature, it almost never works. And so I didn't really expect it to work, but I thought, hey, let's give it a shot.
Despite the skepticism, over the last decade, Matsky's projects, called biomanipulation, largely have worked. Take Lake Matanga near Crandon, where the DNR worked closely with the Sacagan Chippewa community. The historically good walleye lake had crashed in the 2000s before biologists went to work.
Lake Matanga, we stopped stocking it in 2012, naturally reproduces year in, year out. It's at an all-time high for walleye density the last 5-6 years, and now it's a true walleye lake.
Matsky and his colleagues found success with removing a fish species believed to hurt walleye populations. Using fike nets, workers took 19,000 black bullheads out of Matanga, then 6,000 out of Patton Lake in Florence County, which was once at risk of having walleye disappear altogether.
Now we're sitting where we have basically remarkably high walleye reproduction. The last 2 years, reproduction of walleyes in Patton Lake has been the highest in the entire ceded territory, so the northern third of Wisconsin.
Matsky cautions that not every lake is suited to support walleye, and his projects would never be realistic on the Minocqua chain. It's simply too big. But he's hoping to keep picking off some lakes one by one, bringing back their historic walleye fishery.
We're basically reclaiming these walleye lakes that have been lost for decades. If we got four or five good walleye lakes here now, when I leave, after I put 25 or 30 years in here, I hope there's 10 or 12.
Very nice fish.
No complaint on that one.
Definitely in the slot. Nice fish.
Nice job.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.